Hey, thanks for tuning in. It's the Blade Radio Show podcast, and I do the podcast because I'll be honest, because I like hearing myself talk. And the topic I talk about is the rock life, which started for me, I think, in about 1974 and has gone on until then. And it's so difficult to find somebody to talk to about it that knows anything about it. So I know if you're listening, you know something about it. So it's comforting to me. I had a podcast a little while back with some old rock disc jockey and music director friends of mine, Tom Guild and Bob Walton. And I worked for many years. They were music directors and program directors. And that's when the two had to assume authority figure status, which neither one of them wanted to do. But they were the kind of responsible people that you could trust in running a radio station, which could be comprised of hellions. It could be. And the general manager at the time, Phil Zachary, trusted them, and everyone trusted them as leaders. And so we had a podcast a while back talking about the rock bands that chicks don't dig. And they think of things differently, authority figures. They got to think of the big picture. Guys like me, rock disc jockeys and nothing more, don't have to do that kind of thing. I would always just pay attention to what I liked and hope other people liked it. But they, as authority figures, music directors and program directors, both of them, they had to kind of think of, well, if we play this song, does everybody like it? Will it be popular? Will everyone like it? They always have to think of that. And I think that's why I never got a music director job, which I really did want, was because I think they all were afraid that I would go in there and play what I wanted and add whatever songs I wanted for the radio station to play, which I would have, because I believe in my own taste, of course. You know, and they thought if I did something like that, I'd send ratings, you know, to the bottom of the cellar. You know, so I never got that position. Plus, I wasn't very responsible back then. I mean, I was out in the bars every single night. And look, I don't mean 5 nights a week. I mean, every single night, listening to music and drinking and playing with friends and doing that whole scene, going to the rock concerts. And I like sports too, is going to all the sporting events. And I had the life there for many years, like 30 years. And you know, the best thing about all of that was that I never paid for cable. Okay. I got that. So back to what I was saying, the authority figures had to think about what everybody liked, you know, and that's why I'm saying, what rock bands do chicks not dig? And my research is done by just listening over the years and paying attention to what girls like. And I think I figured this out really early in life, 2021. Girls don't like guitar solos, and they're not drawn to electric guitars like men are. You know, they don't like, have you ever heard a girl talk about a great guitar solo? Think about that. God, I love that solo in Eyes of Silver from the Doobie Brothers, you know, or Give Me Back My Bullets from Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know, or Mark Knopfler in Dire Straits from, you know, Sultans of Swing. Do you ever hear girls say, God, what a great guitar solo. What a great guitar player he is. Rarely, if ever. See what I mean? And that's why chicks don't dig bands that have this electric guitar as a feature. And my top five were this. First of all, girls don't like prog rock. You know, and that's a bunch of guys noodling, as Bob Walton said in our podcast. Doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle, that kind of thing. Guys doing that kind of thing. And he mentioned Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. You think of prog rock, progressive rock, you know, you think of Yes and Genesis, for sure. And there are many others, and girls don't generally gravitate to that. And for that, I'm not quite sure why, but they just don't, you know. And my number four on the list was Steely Dan. I think maybe chicks are missing that, but no girl has ever said, gosh, I love Steely Dan. I've never heard a girl say that in all my years. That's good enough research in my head to give them a number four in the rock bands that chicks don't dig list. And number three was Jethro Tull. I mean, that's just a guy's band for sure. I mean, and they're weird, but really imaginative and very innovative and original. And Ian Anderson is the most different cat in the world, and he does what he does, which I just love.
and you take stock of the new day. And you hear your voice croak.
But he's a flautist, you know, and he's got these weird lyrics, deep British lyrics, you know, and like snot just running down his nose and eyeing little girls with bad intent kind of thing. And chicks don't gravitate to Jethro Tull. You can't tell me I'm wrong, okay? And my number two on the list was The Who. Because I said on the podcast that I've heard John Entwistle say it. We're a guys band, you know. And he said, we would always tell ourselves the girls were in the back. And that being said, there'll be plenty of girls that say they love and appreciate The Who, but it is a guys band because John Entwistle of The Ox told us that. And I have a story about a girl once, and we were at the West End in Raleigh one night, and it was late, and we were going out to eat at one of the two places where you could go for drunk food. You know, two places, seriously, back in the 80s and the 90s, and maybe even the early 2000s, until Raleigh got huge. But it was like there was a Denny's and there was a Waffle House. And that's it. So you went to one of the two places for your drunk food. And I talked someone into going out to Denny's with me. And it says, come on out. We'll talk about the first thing that pops up. And that's, hey, it worked. We were talking and just, you know, BSing general drunken stuff that makes no sense. Nonsense. Generally, just as she was about to step into my automobile. We were talking about some music and she said, The Who sucks. I heard it loud and clear. I didn't want to hear her say it again. I didn't make her repeat it. I said, The Who sucks. Wow. That changes everything. It completely bummed me out. Music is emotional. When you have your favorite bands, you don't want to hear someone say, that sucks. That's my product. I play The Who. It's like getting into a car with someone. Let's say you're a guy and the girl's a country disc DJ and you said something like, I hate George Jones. You know, me, I said, all right, that's enough. You're not going with me. Yeah. And I actually confronted her. I said, The Who sucks. Okay. This is not going to work. We'll see you later. And I basically tapped her out of the car. She was getting ready to step in and shut the door and left, you know, and went to Denny's myself. And there was no grand slam. It wasn't. But see, that kind of thing. You can't tell a rock disc jockey for many years who loves The Who that The Who sucks. How stupid can you be? Like I said, it's emotional. But I don't think girls really love The Who that much. That's my number two. And number one, it was Rush. I mean, it's the first band that girls really hate Rush. I'd even say that.
A million pounds rising. Across the cities of the plain.
And I knew a girl named Shelley once.
There's no swimming in the heavy water, no singing in the acid rain.
Who would say she loved Rush, and she even mentioned Red Barchetta once, which is a Rush song. Or is it Barchetta? I don't know, and I never knew, and I never frankly talked to anyone who actually did know the truth on that. And there's confusion, too, on how you pronounce their drummer, Neil Peart. Or is it Neil Peart? And I go down on record as saying I heard Neil Peart call himself that, Neil Peart, on a show that we had called Rockline in the early 90s, hosted by Bob Coburn. I swear he said Neil Peart, and I'll go to my grave with that. You know, I hear too many people say Pert, but it's not that. You know, and I live in a town in the desert in Arizona, and it's got a Pert Road, you know, P-E-A-R-T, and that's what they call it because it's after a construction mogul in this town, Pert Road. His last name was Pert. And I always call it Peart Road, and everybody always corrects me, you know, but I don't care. And so it is Rush. It's the high voice of Geddy Lee for sure. And Tom Giles said in the podcast, it took him a while to get used to it. And it did me too, I think, early. And then you see their rhythm and their intent and their creativity and their attitude that you just love. And they're one of those bands that you don't talk shit about Rush if you're a Rush fan. People love them over the top, love them, you know, are passionate about them, you know, but there's not a girl around that says that can name you, you know, any one of the albums, can name Hemispheres or 2112, which is my all-time favorite Rush album. If there was a girl out there that could tell me, I love the Temples of the Syrinx. or a girl that loved the song Working Man, which was on the first Rush album, you know, I'd say, wow. But anyway, this girl, Shelley, she told me she loved Closer to the Heart. And there's a caveat to that because it's a beautiful song that anybody could love. And then she also mentioned, like I said, Red Barchetta or Barchetta. And the more I got to know this one, the more I figured out that she knew the names of songs because of an ex that she had down the road. So that is the one band that comes to my mind that pops into your head that chicks don't dig. The one, the top band, and that is Rush. And so with that, I tell you this. Women don't have to like what we like. It doesn't matter. But I will also say this. They like different stuff than we do. I know that's with a paintbrush and you're making a sweeping statement, but they like different stuff than we do, and we like different stuff than they do. Boom.